Hello, welcome to the Three Musketeers podcast. I'm Ale.
I'm JP.
I'm Tiashu.
And today we're going to be talking about our books. So JP, let's start with you. Okay. What's the name of your book?
My book is called The Time Machine.
And what's it about?
It's about a man who travels 800,000 years into the future, and he meets these two alien races. And I've never read a book like it before, and I thought it was really interesting.
Wow.
What's the name of your book?
The name of my book is called The Book Thief. My book is actually very interesting, and I really enjoyed reading it. I'm not done with it. I'm halfway through. But the book where I'm at now is just, it's like a hook, man. It just got me in. It's basically about Nazi Germany. And there's a little girl named Liesel. Liesel kind of rhymes with Riesel.
That's so funny, huh?
Okay. So it's about a little girl named Liesel. And basically, her mother had to give her up to foster parents because she just didn't have the money to take care of her. And Liesel, fell in love with books. And it's a story about her and her love affair with books, and it's really interesting because of the setting of the book, how it's in Nazi Germany, and Liesel actually, she meets a Jewish man who her foster father is trying to hide, and that's what really, gets going, the fire for her love and her passion of books. What's the name of your book and the description of it?
The name of my book is called Art of War. It's a tactic book about the war, and there has certain chapters. It introduces about the warfare very completely. And the coolest thing is people are still using this kind of strategy in the war more than warfare.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Have you, are there any strategies in your book that you've seen in real life wars that have happened?
Yes. How to make a bait and trap the enemy into a small zone and eliminate all the enemy.
Wow, that's really interesting. So your book is basically about all the strategies that are in warfare, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Can you tell me some of those strategies besides the bait one? Are there any more? Which one did you find the most interesting?
Yeah, so the most interesting is how to fight the enemy without your army. And it's using the mind tactic, which is you open the door, you open the palace door, and letting enemy know you have no soldier in your palace, but all of your soldiers actually hiding the palace in the buildings, and when the enemy goes in, all the soldiers can use the advantage of the town to attack people.
Oh wow, very nice. So what stands out about the book? What did you find most interesting about the book?
Like you said, the tactic of this book is...
okay, scratch.
Yes,
okay.
The most interesting about this book is using it in the modern warfare.
Okay, so it seems that your book is based in medieval times, considering you said palace.
Yeah.
So when was your book made?
What my book made is people are still holding the castle. People are still using the wall to stop the enemy invasion of the enemy.
Oh, okay, very nice.
It's a long time ago. It's in ancient China.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Now back to you, JP.
Yes.
So, JP, what... do you have a favorite character in your book?
I mean, I would say my favorite character is the main character, but the main characters in this book are very different because they're never named. There's like a... We spend the whole book with them, but there's a certain mystery to them because we never learn what their names are. And my book, I think it's interesting because it shows like how the possible future can look like. And it's actually like kind of like disturbing in a way, because knowing like the world might end up like this in 800,000 years.
So when you say the world might end up like this, like what do you mean by that? In the book, how is the world portrayed?
It's portrayed like that there's only like two races, and like one of them like lives underground and tries to like go up and kill the other one. And like knowing that the earth might become like that uncivilized is pretty creepy.
Yeah, wow, that is really weird. So you said that there's two separate aliens that in the beginning, are those aliens human? Like, so the two races, are humans still alive in your book? Or
It's kind of hinted that like they're like future descendants of humans, like that they evolved into like different things that are like not very human-like, but like still have certain human characteristics.
Oh wow, that's really cool and interesting. Yeah.
Who's your favorite character?
Well, in my book, I'd have to say, I really do like Liesel, but I'd have to say my favorite character in my book is her foster father, so Hans Huberman. He's very sweet and polite, and I like the way that he is a fatherly figure to Liesel when she has no one. Also, I really do like Rudy Steiner. He's Liesel's best friend, and I just find him absolutely comedic and hilarious. Yeah. Tianchu. Are there characters in your book?
There's no characters in my book. It's a strategy book. I have 13 chapters.
What was your favorite chapter?
My favorite chapter is how to win a war with less army.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's really interesting. Who's the author of your book?
It's Sun Tzu.
Sun Tzu.
He's he's living in ancient China, and he was one of the greatest generals in that period of time.
That's crazy.
He wrote this book, and it passed down to now.
That's amazing. So what would you recommend? Like, would you recommend this book for us?
Yes, I do. If you're interested in art if you're interested in war, you should read this book.
Actually,
okay, awesome.
It helps a lot. And also, if you want to fight like with a bunch of people, you can use this tactic also.
Awesome, awesome. So, JP, would you recommend your book?
Well, that depends. If you're like the kind of reader that is interested in future, like what like time travel, what a future society might look like, then yeah, you'd probably love this book.
Awesome. Okay, I think
you always.
Oh, me? I would definitely recommend this book. Obviously not for you, Tianchu, since you don't have the brain cells, but for JP. I'm keeping that in. I have to keep that in.
Stop, you're bullying.
For JP, yeah, dude, this book is honestly, it's really good. I think it'll open your mind up a little and to see a perspective of a little girl living in Nazi Germany and who is German. So yeah, this is the end of the podcast. Thank you all so much for joining in, and catch you later.